Good morning. Okay, so I'm going to kick it off with all the technical difficulties, but I think we're okay. So let's get it on. So, who am I? My name is Dennis van Zuidekom. I am, I'm that old. I've been a Linux sysadmin for far too long now. And one of my hobbies is photography. I've started doing that since around 2007. And, I've joined a hackerspace at some point, and hackerspace Hack42 Arnhem. You might have heard the name before. Then I really got enthusiastic with my photography, and I started getting interested in all sorts of types of photography, mainly portrait photography. So what is Shoot All the Hackers? Shoot All the Hackers is my personal portrait photography project. I started it in around 2015, and it'll probably never be finished, because I enjoy taking photographs of people, and well, specifically hackerspace dwellers, makers. So I've started this project, and I wanted to photograph, well, basically anyone who considers themselves a hacker, a maker, a geek, or a nerd, and who identifies with any of those subcultures. Because it's really my thing. Open source software and free information is very important to me. So I decided I wanted to license the entire project, Creative Commons, attribution share alike. So I use open source software in my daily life, and I wanted to give back to the community. So why? I really like doing portrait photography, and I've become rather good at it. And I've noticed a really cool thing, that people who really don't like getting their pictures taken don't mind it if I am the one taking the picture. And I've had people come to me and ask, I really want you to take my picture. So yeah, that's pretty cool. And I take great pride in my work. So I've had here are some examples. You might have seen some of these faces on the speaker agenda, for instance. Here's my friend Elger. I really like photographing people with a little personal item or something that is important to them. So, for instance, I've photographed this gentleman here with his bike. Let's see. I photographed Jason Scott with his shirt and his hat, which he really loves, and of course Mitch Altman here in the corner. Obviously, with his soldering iron. That's because that is really him. Sometimes the pictures are used for a slightly different person, a slightly different thing than I had in mind originally. That's friend Arjen. As Redon said, he's still missing. We miss him a lot. And I see that picture turn up every once in a while. So, yeah, it's pretty dual for me. I'm really proud of having taken the picture, but yeah, sorry. So how do you get involved? If you want to have your picture taken by me, well, just step up. You can ask me. And I might even step up to you because, yeah, I have a secret list of people I want to photograph. And no, you never get to see that list, but you'll know if you're on it. So yeah, or if you're shy, if you don't feel like approaching me, just ask one of her friends to do the introductions. If you know anyone who knows me, well, my friends from Hack42 or the Afi. yeah, that's fine. I basically do this. I do this for free. I have some things I have on my wish list, but that's not really important. I really like this quote because it is pretty old. I'll get out of the way. I'll get back in the way. It says research has shown that you getting photographed by me will leave you updating a whole lot of your profile pictures. You have been warned. It still holds true for a lot of people because, yeah, basically whenever I photograph someone, their profile photos tend to change quite fast. And that's really awesome. I do other photography projects as well. I really like macro photography and, well, basically anything. So if you have any, this is for the... usually for the Dutch audience, but if you have any projects in which you think I can help you with my photography, I'm really glad to help. But traveling distance is a bit of a thing here, so sorry. Are there any questions? Okay. I don't know how to turn it off. Does anyone know? Yeah, sorry. I would like to thank Andis Rado for allowing me to use his photography equipment. That's really awesome of him. He came to me and he said, "Well, if you need anything, I can provide you with photography gear." And well, he set up a studio here, so I can use that to photograph, well, any of you. And I'm really grateful to him for that. So thank you, Alice. If you want to contact me, I have various. I'm on Twitter. I have the Shoot All the Hackers photography set is on Flickr. Creative Commons attribution share alike, obviously. And I have a project page on the Hack42 wiki. So that was my presentation. Thank you.